Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Real Soul Music Talk Radio with your host, DJ Jano G. On the 1, 2s, and 3s, give everything you need to proceed in this crazy illusion called the world. First off, salutations. I want to give a shout out to all the family, all the listeners. Peace to the gods, peace to the goddesses, known and unknown. Peace to the ancestors, known and unknown, includes yours, includes mine. So, with that being said, I want to send a shout out to everybody that has been losing family members due to this pandemic or epidemic or whatever you want to call it. So, I want to send a shout out to those family members as well. Hopefully everything will get better for you in the meantime and between time. So, getting to today's show, I want to start out real quick. I want to read something that I found on the internet. It talks about deja vu. And it kind of breaks down what the term means, where it comes from. And it says that deja vu is a French term. And it describes it as, it is a feeling that one has lived through the present situation before. This is a French phrase that translates literally as already seen. So, deja vu is already seen. Although some interpret deja vu in a paranormal context, mainstream scientific approaches reject the explanation of deja vu as a premonition or a prophecy. It is an anomaly of memory whereby, despite the strong sense of recollection, the time, the place, and practical context of the previous experience are uncertain or believed to be impossible. Two types of deja vu are recognized. The pathological deja vu, usually associated with epilepsy, or that which, when usually prolonged or frequent, or associated with other symptoms such as hallucinations, or maybe an indicator of neurological or psychiatric illnesses. And the non-pathological type of characteristic of healthy people, about 2/3 of whom have had deja vu experiences. People who travel often and frequently watch movies are more likely to experience deja vu than others. Furthermore, people also tend to experience deja vu more in fragile conditions or under high pressure, and research shows that the experience of deja vu also decreases with age. Yeah. That's what they wanted to say, so I'm going to get to something else as well. Let me see here. I'm going to go down to a couple of things. Let me see. Now, is a question. What does reincarnation mean to people that practice Christianity? Just as another point. Reincarnation, also known as rebirth or transmigration, is the philosophical or religious belief that the non-physical essence of a living being begins a new life in a different physical form or body after biological death. That's what they had to say. Certain religions that believe in reincarnation are Hinduism, Jainism, Buddhism, and Sikhism. Okay. A Bible verse that people that do believe in Christianity, they may want to check out is John chapter 3. Verse 3. You can look that up and check that out as well. Give you some more insight on it. I'm going to go ahead and hold on, wait a minute. I got my brother's mic on. Make his mic hot. Hold on. Both of them hot. Okay, what's going down with the buggy, Trippy T? What's up with it?
What's up?
Okay, that's bad. I don't know how much of that y'all caught. But basically the title for today's show is Why Do Most People Feel Like They Have Been Here Before? And I'd like to get y'all feedback off of that right there.
Well, a lot of people don't even feel it.
Okay.
Well, a lot of people that I have actually told this to about how, most people that's here now have been here before, a lot of people don't, it's mainly the Christian community don't believe it. But, the reason why they would is the reason why I do is because of, you know, the knowledge I ran into and plus the deja vu episodes that you get every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mhm.
That's a bit. Trippy T, you wanna add on to that?
Because sometimes when I get the feeling like if I'm alone or if I'm, you know what I'm saying, just thinking to myself or meditating and stuff, I always run across thoughts and visions that I've never had before. And when I'm at, like, in certain places around Crockett, I know that, you know, I could be, like, at the park or somewhere. It's certain locations that trigger certain things and, it makes me feel like that I've been here before, but I'm coming back to do it better. And, you know, my dreams, some dreams that I have also tell me stuff like that. Like, I've been here before, but it's my time to do it better than what I did in my past life. And so I just stay focused on, you know, my goals and stuff.
That's a bit. A bit. Yeah. With that being said, I guess I add my little input to it. I do believe in reincarnation, but in a different light of it. Most people are taught reincarnation is basically somebody can die and take on another person's body when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of misleading, because if that's the case, then that means that somebody can die and take over some. It doesn't really specify that somebody can take over somebody else's body that's either dead or alive. It just says that, according to the Webster Dictionary, reincarnation is somebody can take over somebody's body, whether dead or alive. So that means somebody can be walking down the street, chewing bubble gum, listening to music with headphones on, and all of a sudden, somebody takes over their body. So I don't truly believe in that. My version of reincarnation is really, you don't really reincarnate into a, you do reincarnate to somebody else's another body, not somebody else's body. It's like a baby. You
mm-hmm.
basically, when you die,
mm-hmm.
you come back as a baby. You don't come back as a, like a grown-up or a teenager. You come back as an infant. So, yeah, that's my take on that. We'll take our first break. Got some, good information I'd love for y'all to hear. And we'll be right back after this.
Philosophies have different spins or takes, you know, on exactly what the soul, what constitutes the soul and the journey of the soul, and what that looks like to them. You know, the Chinese have one. You know, the East Indians have another. You know, the Kemetic tradition in science has another. And then you have to deal with, you know, there are souls that came as one that were, you know, split and began to move in different directions or take on different journeys. And most of the time when that happened, you know, the whole concept of the twin flame was created, you know, and so, you know, which, and the twin flame is different, you know, than the soulmate, you know, because anyone can really be a soulmate. You know, soulmates come into your life basically to teach you various lessons, you know, that you need to learn at a particular time. But the twin flame is actually, you know, your other half. It's actually an aspect of you. It's your opposite, you know, and there's a spoken tradition in the Greek philosophies, you know, or the mythologies, I should say. And in the Greek mythologies, they talk about, you know, the Titans, you know, and how great the Titans were, and that they had become so profound in terms of their capacity and abilities, you know, to manipulate the physical domain, that they looked at themselves as the true gods. And those gods looked upon the Titans, you know, as being arrogant, and in doing that, they felt that the Titans would have to be taught a lesson. And in teaching them the lesson was that they split them in half, you know, so that the masculine and the feminine would go its separate ways, and that, you know, one would always be searching and looking, longing for the other half of itself. So from that comes the whole concept or idea of the twin flame, you know. But when you get into the deeper mythos, you know, or the spiritual, the deeper spiritual philosophies of a lot of the ancient sciences, they talk about the souls, our souls being as one that many of them have split and have gone in different directions to create different journeys, you know. And sometimes, you know, people come back in contact with their twin flame, you know, in various incarnations. So to know how many souls were created, I have no idea.
Well, brother, it sounded like you answered it. It was one in which that split.
All right, Real Summies Talk Radio is back. Make my brother's mic hot. Pretty sure they got something to say on this here. I guess I'll start with you, Buggy. yeah, I know you got something to say on this one.
Yeah, I was just listening to him, and you guys are talking about the soulmate and the twin flame.
Before you go further, I'm going to pose my second question. That's why I had that talk right there today. My second question was, do you believe that it's possible that maybe you are with somebody that you was with in a past life and y'all met each other in a reincarnation cycle?
I don't think I have ever done that, for the simple fact is because I believe you would actually know if that was the one that you actually see. That's why a lot of people be when they call it like soul searching or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like you can be with somebody that can fulfill you in a lot of different ways, but you won't get that full fulfillment unless you do run into that twin flame, like your other half. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
A lot of people say, well, it's my A lot of people say, well, it's my better half or other half or whatever, but really, they really actually don't even know what it is. Because if they did, I mean, they would get fulfillment in every aspect of the relationship. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
even if they don't like it, they'll think that it's good.
Right. So
yeah.
I actually believe in what he was saying, but as far as with me, I've dated people that was fitting for me, but I wouldn't say that they were my twin flame.
Gotcha. Respect. Trippie T, you got something to add on to that there, brother?
Okay. I have never found a twin flame like the female version of me. Never have I haven't did that yet. Soulmate?
Yeah.
Not really. But
because
like whenever I started changing, and it everything just like people who I thought that could make a good soulmate, they just went away, cause it's like I'm ever changing, and sometimes I was listening to that story. Sometimes I do wonder why males and females both have estrogen and testosterone. It's just we should have a higher level of testosterone than estrogen, and females have a high, amount of estrogen than testosterone that makes them feminine.
So
I guess in that story, whenever they split them in half and split the straight masculine part away from the straight feminine part, and you gotta, find that other part of you and stuff like that. I believe in like finding that other part of you to fulfill you, then you be in the position to fulfill others or guide them to learn to fulfill themselves too, together, and stuff like that.
No doubt. Both of y'all hit on great points, and y'all took my thunder. I'm going to try to add on. It's going to be a little hard. But I look at it like this. Like, people search, like Buggy was saying, people soul search, and they look for their better half. But see, what they fail to realize is your better half is yourself. You are the better half. You have to fall in love with yourself before you can fall in love with somebody else. If you can't fall in love with yourself, you can't. See, the problem is a lot of people search and they try to look for somebody to make them feel better about themselves. You look for somebody to compliment you on the things that you think that you don't, that you're not good at or that you're weak at. Like, for example, if you don't feel like your looks are great, you're going to look for a woman that's going to tell you that your looks are great every day. You know what I'm saying? You're going to look for somebody.
Yeah.
Basically, like all your weaknesses are going to be their strengths, and all of their weaknesses are going to be your strengths. That's usually how this thing works when it comes to, like, finding a soulmate. But the truth is, you want to find somebody with the same weaknesses as yourself. That way, y'all can build each other up on y'all weaknesses and get stronger together. Because when you find somebody that's strong, when you weak, it's probably never going to work. I'm not going to say never. That's kind of a strong statement. I'm going to say most of the time it's not going to work. Because that person's going to consistently like look at you as weak in certain forms of actions or emotions or feelings or thoughts. You know what I mean? Because they're strong in that category. So they're going to look at you like you're not ready for them. So it's always going to be like a t- tug of war relationship.
Mm.
But anyway, get to the final question of the day. Final question of the day is, if we do have souls and we do have spirits, how can a spirit reincarnate without a soul? Or how can a soul reincarnate without a spirit? Do you think that's possible? I guess I'll start with you, Buggy.
I don't think, well, I don't think that without a soul, I don't believe you can reincarnate, because I believe that's the only thing that reincarnates is the soul.
Okay.
You know, that's, and we have both. We have soul and spirit. And the soul is nothing but magnetism. It's like magnetism that draws things to us. Like you have, like,
true,
the law of attraction. You have the law of a lot of things, and the soul actually attracts anything that you desire. That's, and it's actually also creativity. The soul helps you create. The soul helps you attract. And the spirit is something that, for example, when we meditate and we drift off and we go into the astral plane, the spirit is what keeps your body, you in tune with yourself still, but your
yes.
soul is somewhere else. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? So your spirit is still here inside your body while your soul is in the astral plane. So when you come back, that's how you actually find yourself. That's how you actually come back into your body. And also, the spirit is something that it's something that stays here. Like after somebody dies, you leave a part of yourself here, and that actually is what they call ghost. They call the spirit. It's just like a part of you still here on this realm.
Mm-hmm.
But your soul is somewhere else. You know. So I don't believe in, like, anybody
can church,
now
I'm free.
It's not. Huh?
Like I said, I'm about to take you to church now. Preach, brother.
Well, yeah, that's my thoughts on that. I don't believe that anything that doesn't have a soul cannot reincarnate.
There you go. No doubt. Whew. Yeah, that's fire right there. Shoot.
Hmm.
Trippy T, I know you got something to say on this one.
Well, I think that as far as spirit go, anything that can be considered alive and anything that really has an aura, I mean, like spirit is in everything. Souls are like in, like, you know, human beings and soul is it's like an intelligence. It's only intelligent, intelligent beings. But as far as, like, trees and grass, that spirit and it, like, the air, everything that vibrates, like, everything is like spirit to me. But, like, the soul is like an intelligence that can find ways of interacting with it and bond with it and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, anything that can have an aura, anything that because everything is like made from the earth and all the elements that's on the earth, like the bricks, you know, even the brick house, you know, originally it comes from the dirt and stuff and all the other elements and the cement and stuff that's mixed together that was used to remake it. And so, I mean, like, it's like everything is made from the earth. Like, everything has a spiritual radiance on it, because without the earth, there wouldn't be no buildings, no skyscrapers that they use to, you know what I'm saying, they You know, it's just saying how you made glass, you know what I'm saying? All these elements was, you know, Earth was responsible for. So I think that spirit is in air, like as far as Earth goes, it's Earth is the spirit. We are the souls. And that's basically how I see it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Good point of view. I guess the in this segment here, like you said, bro, Trippy, and Buggy, man, shit. You know what I'm saying? It's Buggy basically was touching on, you know, the only thing that really can reincarnate back here is the soul. You know what I'm saying? Or in another way, a spirit. But according to Trippy, and y'all both are right, spirit animates everything. I don't want to sound degrading, but a roach has a spirit. An ant has a spirit. Any type of fly has a spirit. Bumblebee has a spirit. You know what I'm saying? Anything that moves has a spirit. But not everything that moves has a soul. Trippy touched on it a while ago. He said basically humans have souls. And it's true. But little known fact is not every human has a soul. That's why some people, if you ever meet like a lot of people that are afraid to die, most of those people, little do they know it or not, might not have a soul. And those people that are not afraid to die probably already know they have a soul, and they know they're going to go to another place. See, the only way we can make it to most people credit, the only way people can make it to heaven, or what they call heaven, you got to have a soul. If you ain't got no soul, you're not going nowhere. You're going to come right back here again and again and again for eternity. That's hell.
Exactly.
So, but all right, bro. Shoot, we're gonna go ahead and sign out. Just about out of time. Y'all got any lasting words for the people? I guess we'll start with you, Buggy.
Well, I was just touch on what you said. That's actually absolutely correct about every human doesn't have a soul. Because,
yes,
you know, you got, and when I said we have both, you know, I was actually talking about the carbonated beings.
You
know,
yes, yes, yes.
So, yeah, because you got different races, what they call races or whatever, was actually created. Like not like we were, but they were actually...
Yeah,
I wouldn't even say created. I would say made.
Yes.
Or, you know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
But it actually, if you have a good spirit, you can be granted a soul. But you have to have a pure spirit, you know. But if you carbonate,
oh, yeah, brother.
If
we
you're
definitely
got to
talk. We definitely got to talk on that one. We definitely got to talk on that one.
If you like carbonated, you actually really don't have anything to be worried about.
Yes.
You know, at all. You know, about death, when it comes to death, you know, because
yeah,
we never die. That's the thing.
Of course.
A lot of people think we actually die, but the soul never dies. So you're not actually dying. It's just the avatar that you have, your soul have, inhabited. You know what I'm saying? And that actually goes away, but the soul. You know.
I like what you did
so
there.
That's all
you just said avatar. That's deep.
Yeah.
And I love that movie too. I don't know if you've seen it, but I love that movie.
Man, that movie is actually about us.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, real talk. Real talk.
Yeah.
Especially when they had that scene on there, and they was talking to the tree, and it was like that tree had life, like it was like giving them life, and that little tail that they had, like they didn't have private parts, and it was like that tail that they had, like that movie was deep, bro. Like it was giving
that was
them
actually
life.
The tree of life,
basically connect the tree. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of funny that you say that, because that brings me to the new, I ain't going to say new question because we're just about out of time, but man, that brings me to the statement. People always talk about in different cultures, religions, or whatever, or traditions, the tree of life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe in Avatar, they actually just gave us the real answer to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then let us know we're connected to everything.
Exactly. It's like it's like we are connected to everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will say this. I got to put that a disclaimer on there. Everybody with a soul is connected to everything.
Yeah.
All right, Trip. Got a few more minutes left. You want to add on to this?
I believe that people who have souls go through a lifetime and can be misguided so much into not knowing anything about stuff like that, and therefore not fulfilling their true happiness in that lifetime. And then maybe in the next life, there'll be somebody without a soul if they get like tricked into being soulless and living a life of that type of belief system that they were, you know, like, say you get born and, you know, you're one of the ones that have a soul. You go through a lot of hardships through life, and you develop the belief of being soulless and just being not fulfilling yourself, like, ever. And you know, you have a soul, but you are soulless to your belief. So I believe it's some of those people too.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Shoot. All right, we're just about out of time. I got 2 minutes left. Man, I sure appreciate y'all calling in. I got the links in the description for everybody that's going to call in, download the podcast, show support for the show. I appreciate it, Buggy. Appreciate it, Trippy. And, just about out of time, man. But I hit y'all up offline, though.
All right.
All right. Peace.
Peace.